Good afternoon, and you are listening to 88.3 Southern FM, The Sounds of the Bayside, and welcome to the second hour of the Community Block. Thank you so much for the last hour to Colin Tyrus and the lovely ladies and gentlemen from Princeton View, having a nice old sing-along in the other studio. We're going to start off with a little song, and then we'll be straight into our first guests, and they're from Kiwanis Marabin, and we'll know more after this. We all need a little bit of this from time to time, I believe.
Younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I've opened up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please.
Ah, good old Johnny Farnham. You are listening to the second hour of the Community Block, and I have two lovely gentlemen in the studio live with me today, and they are none other than Tim Vine, the president of Kiwanis, and also Brian Williams, who is the secretary. And last month we were talking about this foundation that is in association with Kiwanis, and that's why Brian is here today to tell us more about that. So, good afternoon, Tim. Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon, Molly.
Oh, that was in sync. Well done. Thank you. Now, what exactly is the Kiwanis Australian District Charitable Foundation, other than a mouthful?
Yeah, the foundation accepts donations and provides grant funding for approved projects and initiatives.
Yes.
And programs. These are focused on improving community health and well-being for those most in need, for improved life outcomes for the disadvantaged. Primarily, our focus is on children.
Right, right. And what is the history of the foundation?
Perhaps before we go on with that,
sure.
One of the reasons we're discussing the foundation is because last month we were talking about Children First Foundation.
Yes.
And one of the questions you asked us was, how can people donate to that?
Yes.
And I described that you could do this through the foundation, and the foundation is the instrument that we use for making
right.
those sort of donations.
Right, okay. The catalyst.
Well, it's the tool we use, yes. And in fact, it's the foundation that really gives Kiwanis its punching power, because Kiwanis Australia is actually quite small compared to a number of the other service organisations.
Right.
And one of the reasons that we are so effective and punch above our weight is the foundation, and that gives us the instrument that we can use to fund things like Brian's going to describe a bit later on.
Super, super. So now tell us a little bit about the history of the foundation, could you?
The foundation was established in February 2013.
Right.
And it actually replaced a very outdated charitable trust.
Okay.
It fitted in with changes to regulatory funding.
Yes.
Through the federal government and the tax office.
Right.
Basically, we had to make it compliant with Australian regulations.
Okay, yes.
So that was the reason for the change from the trust to the foundation. And Brian was quite instrumental in getting that done.
Terrific.
Because there were a lot of legal requirements that had to be complied with.
Mm.
And thanks to Brian, it all happened.
Do you have a legal background then, Brian?
No, I don't. No, but back in my working days, I got involved in legal sides of things, and it became a bit of a hobby, I guess. And this change from the trust to the foundation was a real challenge. And fortunately, we were able to get the help of pro bono help with that of a very experienced lawyer.
So I would imagine you had to dot all of your I's and cross all of your T's.
Yes,
and have everything in order
both of us.
Yes, in order to be up with all of the regulations.
That's right.
And know that can be quite complicated. Yeah. So more power to you for getting that up and running.
Yeah. I mean, some of the organisations we're dealing with were the Australian Charities and not-for-profit people.
Yes.
ASIC, the financial regulator.
Yes.
And the tax office, and three of those separate regulatory issues had to be addressed.
Right. So what are some of the major achievements of the foundation?
Well, I think the main two is support for the Heart Kids and Grants in Aid program,
yes.
Which is deals with congenital heart disease in young children.
Yes, one of my favourite Collingwood players, Little Stevenson, apparently was a Heart Kid and was part. I think he's still involved in the Heart Kids Foundation, isn't he?
I'm not really not sure. No, over the last 7 or 8 years, Kiwanis has been involved in this Grants in Aid program. And that was a part of previously. There were other Heart Kids programs, and they decided to focus primarily on the research for children's heart disease.
Right. Wonderful work.
Basically, Molly, what it does, it provides a pool of funds that can be used to fund research, which is carried out by the major, the major hospitals, the children's in Melbourne and Westmead and also now Monash, to fund the research that the researchers do into congenital heart disease.
Terrific, terrific, because we've got to look after people, and sometimes it's very hard to get the money for medical research, so you're very doing hard. A wonderful job raising that money. We're going to come back after this little song.
You take the weight off of me.
Ah, Elton John and Kiki D. And whenever I listen to that piece of music, I always picture the video with Kiki in her dungarees. You are back listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside. And this afternoon, we have the lovely Tim Vine and Brian Williams, and they're from Kiwanis, Moorabbin. And we were just talking before that song about the fundraising that has been done through the foundation for Heart Kids. And I see here that you provided over $300,000 for Heart Kids in Australia for programs in the last 12 years. Well, what a magnificent achievement that is, which obviously wouldn't exist without your hard work and with the affiliation with Kiwanis and the foundation. So tell me about the connection between Kiwanis and UNICEF. They've got an Australian partner program, haven't they?
Yes, we do, Molly. Started back in 2000 when the program was to eliminate neonatal tetanus worldwide.
Right.
And our main organisation, Kiwanis International, based in America, has pledged through the membership to raise $100 million US.
Right.
To totally eradicate the disease.
Am I right in thinking that the preventative measure is that the mother is given an immunisation, and that also protects the baby? Is that how it works?
That's correct. It's actually three tetanus shots.
Right.
And that's it.
Worth, of course.
Less than $2 US.
There you go. So that's so little amount, isn't it, to do something that is
correct.
So very valuable. And you did tell me before about the awful, awful side effects of tetanus. We won't dwell on that, but it really is disturbing. And so for something that is fixable for such a small amount of money, then let's get on board and get this whole thing eradicated.
Correct.
You know, in 2019, we shouldn't still be suffering from these things that are easily preventable with an immunisation.
That's the key. It is so easily preventable. And when we started, one child, or child and mother, was dying every 9 seconds in the world.
My goodness.
Because of tetanus.
Dear me. Dear me.
So, and it's almost completely eliminated. There's a little bit further to go, but we're certainly on the way. But one of the things that we wanted to talk about was the foundation and how we've used the foundation to play our bit in Australia. As I said, we've actually got less than 1,000 members in Australia. By the end of 2019, the Australian Kiwanians will have raised $680,000 towards this appeal. So if you do the math, it works out at about $700 a member.
Wow.
And that's mainly, it's all been channeled through the foundation.
Super. So how do you go about raising funds through the foundation?
We've got our clubs, of course.
Yes.
We encourage members to donate, as well as the public and the corporate sector.
Right.
And we have some of our own initiatives. We started asking the clubs to make annual donations to us, which the funds would be retained by the foundation and invested so that we've got an income stream. And we've got a number of recognition programs, which two of them acknowledge the work of individuals, and there are memorial gifts, particularly for those Kiwanians or family members who have passed on.
Right.
And again, the funds are invested, and hopefully eventually we'll have sufficient funds to start making grants out of the interest that we've earned.
Super. We'll be back just after these few short announcements.
Here's one single improvement that will help make the world of difference to your home. One improvement that will help keep your home warm every winter and cut energy bills in half. An improvement that will eliminate traffic noise and help to keep your home burglar-proof. It's EcoStar. EcoStar double glazed replacement windows and doors are the most thermally efficient in all of Victoria. And for the next 2 weeks only, you can help yourself with up to 27% off in the EcoStar winter sale. For a free quote, call 1300 EcoStar.
Southern FM sponsor.
Artists of all ages and stages are invited to perform every Saturday at Princeton View Allity Aged Care. the Creative Community Open Microphone, from 10:30 a.m. to midday. We'll shout you a coffee at our state-of-the-art Ratho Cafe, and if our audience loves you, you could land a paid gig at Princeton View Allity Aged Care, 29 Heathfield Road, Brighton East. For details, call Samantha on 8591 0200.
Southern FM sponsor.
The standard emergency warning signal has been adopted nationally to precede a warning of an emergency situation such as a fire, flood, or earthquake aftershock. The alert sounds like this. When you hear it, you should stop whatever you're doing. Listen very carefully to the message that follows and act as advised to protect yourself and others. When you hear this signal, listen as if your life depends on it.
Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
You are indeed listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside. And in the studio with me, I have Tim Vine. He is the president of Kiwanis Moorabbin, and also Brian Williams, who is the secretary of Kiwanis. And they're in the studio today telling us all about the foundation. Now, gentlemen, could you tell me what currently are the causes that you're supporting, and how do you go about deciding where the funds go and which causes you should support?
Well, the Kiwanis Australia district, they decide which programs will be introduced,
right.
and the foundation then comes alive, and we seek donations for them. We've got one program that I'd like to mention, mm-hmm. which is our Target 2M for Children's Cancer Research.
Right.
One of our members, in fact, he was a district leader 2 years ago, was diagnosed with brain cancer.
Oh, dear.
And he set about talking to the corporate sector, trying to raise funds for what we call the Target 2M for Cancer Research. And only recently, in fact last month, we've entered a partnership with the Cancer Childhood Cancer Association
lymphoblastic leukemia.
That's right.
That's a mouthful.
Yes, it's...
So basically it's blood cancer, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's right.
Leukemia.
Yeah.
And so you've raised... the target is $2 million
It was a catchphrase, and we've now committed over the next 2 years in particular to make a grant to this association, who are working with a research institute in Adelaide, and so that at least the funds will start flowing and that they can, you know, lay out their work.
Terrific. And also, could you tell us about the Children First Foundation's Miracles? Is it Miracle Miles or Miracle Smiles?
Smiles.
That's lovely. Miracle Smiles.
Well, I think your listeners would well remember earlier this year when we had the conjoined twins from the Newtown.
Yes.
Well, that was one of their programs, and the government funded the medical research. And the community, including Kiwanis, were providing funds for their retreat work, where the children go after their operations and they have their convalescence there.
Yes, yes, and sometimes they go there beforehand, don't they?
That's right.
To get their nutritional and weight and all of that general health up before they can have the surgery.
Right.
So it's a long process, isn't it?
It sure is.
But so very worthwhile, and those little girls are doing so well now, aren't they?
Yes, and they've just got two new patients in. I saw on television a couple of weeks ago. So,
right.
Totally different, but...
Yeah, you know. So still keeping up the great work.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, incidentally, they've just recently celebrated their 20 years of operations.
Oh, wow, isn't that terrific?
Yeah.
And also it says here that you've doing some work for drought relief for Australian farmers.
Yes, it was a one-off, which last year we had our convention in Mildura, and we decided to put the hat around, and we finished up raising about $16,000.
Oh, well done.
And 4,000 of that we allocated to a little village, about 100 kilometres from Mildura.
Right.
Where they'd closed their school. And the kids were travelling round trip close to 300 kilometres a day.
Goodness.
And we...
So they'd be travelling as long as they were... Well, the time they'd be at school, I'd be imagining.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or yeah. Maybe even more.
And so we decided to give that specifically for remote education purposes. And
fantastic.
And the school, incidentally, will open again next year.
Oh, that's wonderful news. Now, sorry, gentlemen, the time's been whizzing around. Is there some other information that you would like to disclose before we go to another song?
Tim,
well, I final words?
as I mentioned, we are in Australia less than 1,000 members.
Mm.
If you go to the USA, Kiwanis is a household name where almost every town and village you go to has a Kiwanis club.
Mm.
In Australia, you say Kiwanis and they say, who's that?
Yes.
So that's something that we need to overcome, and we're putting a lot of effort just recently, particularly our club, into just getting the name Kiwanis out there so that people know who it is. But the most important thing that we can do is get a few more members so that even though we're punching above our weight, we can punch even harder.
That's it. Keep on punching away. And so, contact information, if people would like to make a donation or become involved with Kiwanis, they can send a donation in the old-fashioned way, by check, to the secretary at KADCF, 4 Atherton Close, Aspendale Gardens, Vic 3195. So that's KADCF, 4 Atherton Close, Aspendale Gardens, Vic 3195. And also, Kiwanis has a website, which just hop on, www.kiwanis, that's kiwanis.org.au. Thank you for coming in today, Tim. Is there something else you'd like to discuss before we...
I was just going to close by saying if you do go to that website,
yes,
click on the menu,
yes,
and then you'll see a menu item, which is to donate to a foundation and our projects. Click on that, and that'll take you to the donation sites.
Super, super. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming in. And it was gloomy when you got here, but look, now the sun shines out.
Lovely.
So you'll have a nice drive home, and hopefully you'll tune into the second half of this hour. We will be speaking to Lee Murray, and she's the president of the Lions Club in Sandringham, and also Cerise de Gelder, and she is the president of Moorabbin Lions Club. So thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us this afternoon. You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.